We've established previously that when eating food, one obviously has to make a bracha. But there's a question, what if you're eating the food just because you want to taste it? Not because you actually want to eat it, but you've cooked something, you want to see if it tastes nice, if it needs a bit more salt or spices or something like that. Or it might be that you're cooking some pasta and you want to taste a bit just to see if it's cooked enough or it needs a bit more time in the water. Do you need to say a bracha in that case? So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph says, Matemet ain't sarich bracha. That if you're just tasting food, then you don't need to say a bracha on it. But there's a machloket rishonim, how to properly understand this. According to the Rambam, means even if you're swallowing the food, you're tasting it with the intention, or you're swallowing it with the intention only of tasting it, you don't need to make a bracha. Whereas Rabbeinu Chananel is of the opinion that, no, where we say that if you're tasting it, you don't need to say a bracha, that's where you're spitting it out. But if you're swallowing it, you certainly need to say a bracha. The point is that if you're spitting it out, even though you're perhaps benefiting a little bit from the taste, you're not actually benefiting from the food, and therefore one wouldn't need to say a bracha. So how do we pasken? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yud, Seif Bet, says first like the Rambam, and says, HaToemet HaTavshil Ein Tzarech Levareich Ad Revi'it. If you're tasting a food, you don't need to say a bracha over it, provided you don't eat a revi'it of it. V'afilu Im Bol'o, even if you swallow it. So that's like the Rambam. Then he goes on to say, V'yesh Omrim, there is a view, and this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, She'im Bol'o Tzarech Ta'un Bracha. That if you're swallowing it, you do need to say a bracha. And the only case where you don't need to say a bracha is where you're tasting it and not swallowing it. And then the Rama says, Safek brachot lahakel, because there's a safek whether or not one should say a bracha. So therefore it's better to err on the side of caution and not to say a bracha at all. And that indeed is the way that the Shulchan Aruch seems to pasken anyhow, because he brings two opinions, Stam and Yesh Omrim, and we generally say the halacha is Kistam, that the first opinion is what the Mechaber really holds. Interestingly, the Magi and Avraham in Sif Katan Yud disagrees with the Rama, and he says there isn't really a Safek here at all. He says there are no poskim who say that if you're swallowing it, you don't have to say a bracha. What about the Rambam, who seems to say in right at the beginning of Hilchot Brachot Perek Aleph Halacha Bet that you don't need to say a bracha even if you're swallowing it? So the Magen Avraham says no, that's not really what the Rambam means, and the Rambam is relying on what he's also written in Hilchot Taniot, etc., etc. And so the Magen Avraham holds that even the Rambam says that if you're swallowing it, you need to say a bracha. The Mishnah Brura says that the way that we pasken in practice is like the Rama. But l'chatchila, we should try and get out of the problem. And therefore, when you're tasting something, just to taste it and see what it is, if it needs a bit more salt or something like that, you should have in mind that you actually want to eat it. So you take a spoonful of the chicken soup or whatever it is, and you have in mind that, yeah, I'm doing it primarily to see if it needs more salt, but you know what, I'm going to enjoy it as well, and you swallow it, and therefore for that, you would say a bracha. Ad kan.